All right, Emily, we've touched upon it briefly all morning long, but we really have to dive into Peloton here. It is the story of the morning just behind the jobs report, of course. I mean, the stock is an absolute free fall here, down more than 30% in the pre-market. I like nothing about this quarter. I don't think the market liked anything about this quarter. The street notes that I've seen this morning really don't like anything about this quarter. A lot of analysts are aggressively lowering their estimates here. Two things that are absolutely walloping Peloton. One, they came out, they just lowered their guidance significantly. Now they're looking for an even higher adjusted EBITDA loss or operating profit loss over the next 12 months than they would have before. Costs remain very high for this company. Two, they're taking a page out of the Federal Reserve playbook, noting the word taper. But for them, taper means tapering in demand. The market just doesn't want to hear that demand is slowing down for this company. That's not a story they're used to. They don't like it. You're seeing the stock now down close to 35% pre-market because of it.
Absolutely, Brian. You know, I think, again, with Peloton, of course, being one of the beneficiaries of the stay-at-home trade, of the demand that we saw throughout 2020 for people to have these connected fitness devices in their own homes, there had been this expectation that there would be a slowdown this year. But what Peloton just reported in its latest quarter and for its guidance for the full year and for the current quarter, which is, of course, encompassing the holidays and is typically seasonally their strongest quarter, is what's really spooking Wall Street here. This is just much more of a pronounced deceleration than had been expected. And I know you pointed out that note that CEO John Foley had mentioned about tapering. And to just call out that quote from the earnings call last night, because I think it was quite telling here. John Foley saying, quote, "We've seen a greater than anticipated taper of our website traffic levels over the past 2 months and a slower than expected pickup in retail showroom traffic, both of which are important inputs into our forward-looking demand model. This reduction in traffic has added increased near-term uncertainty into our forecast." Now, as you mentioned here, and just to specify some of the numbers that Peloton had put out for its guidance, the company now expects sales to come in between $4.4 billion to $4.8 billion for fiscal 2022 ending next June, whereas less than 3 months ago, it had been forecasting revenue of $5.4 billion. So a big reduction there in terms of what Peloton is expecting for sales this year. And as we can see here with these stock charts, the stock is just really getting hammered on the heels of this, Brian.
Yeah, let me read another quote that caught my attention, Emily. This is from Peloton CFO Jill Woodworth on the call last night saying, quote, "Importantly, we also expect the price drop to further drive a traffic uplift and increase conversion. While the price drop led to conversion rates that exceeded our forecast, overall traffic has not met our initial expectations." So here you have Peloton, Emily, saying, we cut the price on our bike and people aren't necessarily responding accordingly. And then secondarily, they noted, when they are responding, they appear to be buying that lower price bike instead of the higher priced Bike Plus. That is their newer bike. A very big red flag there.
Absolutely. And then again, just taking a look at here what Wall Street analysts have been saying about this, I want to highlight something from JP Morgan's Doug Anmuth. He said that they were removing Peloton from the JP Morgan analyst focus list. However, they actually did remain overweight on the stock, entering again what he said was Peloton's strongest seasonal period, with estimates now much lower. And of course, with those additional product rollouts in fiscal 2022. And then taking a look here at what Aaron Kessler at Raymond James had to say, he actually also maintained market performance as his recommendation on shares of Peloton, but slashed his price target, noting that the stock is likely to remain range-bound until signs of increasing demand return, which is likely to be a couple of quarters at least. So again, I think this is really a now wait-and-see type situation here for Peloton, going to have to see signs of renewed demand. I think it's going to be really important to see how this company performs over the course of the holiday season, both in terms of the demand side and what sales look like, and how supply chain shortages have been impacting this company. But again, we won't get any clarity on that until next year, Brian.
Well, Peloton shares right now, the top trending ticker on the Yahoo Finance platform, and not for a good reason.